Great souls that are free from faction rejoice and stand on your guard for your country and king. Observe the success of Papillon du Bois, of Bethel and Cornish and Tony's black sting, Walcott and College and young horned dotage. See how some are hanged and the rest run away. Let this be a warning to Whigs rigid scorning, who choose to be damned rather than to obey. Yet still with the Scotch they dare to conspire. The Dutch are not idle, the French to send o'er. The scum of the country from France to retire, to support the old cause come to breed on our shore, to join with the Dutch or the Whigs of our nation must be the design of those presbyter saints. To the ruin of our trade, they have made an invasion. Pretense of religion protects their false cants. Whigs constant to nothing but treason and change, or charging their noddles with notions of state, with trimming reflections on loyal estrange. More profligate villains ne'er peeped through a grate. Let Oates be remembered 10,000 times perjured, and keep the beast chained until the next term. And then through a casement to the Whigs' great amazement, and accessions after Hill Tyburn adorn. The Scotch covenanters to rouse up our knaves hath given us a signet as they did before. When the bishop's brains against the coach knaves, they dashed out to show what a god they adore. By the light of the spirit, some 60 in number, surprised in their beds, two of the king's guards, alive leg and limb, they cut him asunder. By yea and nay, brother, they merit reward. With the flesh on the points of their swords they retired. In triumph cried, "This is the work of the Leard. For this holy murder by the saints we were hired. Good faith, the next time let them stand on their guard. Had they been the king and the duke, we had gloried, and a Thanksgiving day had been hummed in our kirk. For the blood we do thirst, but their name we abhor it, for we worship no king but the deil and the Turk." And thus they dispersed with the blood of their prey, in hopes of a better next time they do meet. This is the religion our saints hope to sway. In murder and plunder thinks nothing more sweet. But God bless the king, the duke, and the duchess, for the line let's fight to maintain. 'Gainst all that upon the prerogative touches, conclude with this health, let Charles ever reign.